Government invokes security law. Pitaksiam rally, national security threat, PM says. Tomorrow's Pitaksiam rally poses a threat to national security, which justifies the invocation of the Internal Security Act, Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat said yesterday. Appearing on the TV pool in the evening, Ms. Yingluck said intelligence reports indicated the rally was aimed at toppling the democratically elected government in violation of the Constitution. She said the reports indicated that the protesters would use violence, storm government buildings, and instigate public disturbances to achieve their objective. The Prime Minister said the government is duty-bound to maintain law and order and to protect the lives and properties of its citizens. Ms. Yingluck said that normal security mechanisms were inadequate to deal with such a threat. The Cabinet has therefore decided to invoke the ISA in Panakorn, Prompap Satrupai, and Dusit districts of Bangkok, effective from yesterday until November 30th. The ISA gives the government greater powers to arrest protesters, block routes, impose curfews, ban public gatherings, and carry out searches of buildings. The decision to invoke the ISA was made at a special cabinet meeting of ministers assigned to handle tomorrow's anti-government demonstration by the Pitaksiam group, led by General Bunluit Gelpasit. The cabinet meeting followed a meeting of the National Security Council, which proposed the invocation of the ISA. NSC Secretary General Lieutenant General Peredon Patanatabut said security assessments suggested the rally is likely to turn violent, so proposing the invocation of the ISA was a preventative measure. Deputy Prime Minister Chalum Yubamrung yesterday chaired a meeting of the Internal Securities Operation Command to set up the Center for the Administration of Peace and Order, which will monitor and coordinate security responses to the rally. National Police Chief Adun San Singh Gao has been appointed to lead the center, with members from 24 security agencies from the police force, military, and government also present. Police General Adun said he will today explain the details of security operations during the rally. He said the invocation of the ISA is intended to ensure the safety of the rally's participants and to protect government buildings. Police General Adun said there had been reports that protesters might attempt to take the Prime Minister hostage and seize government offices. Some of the 50,000 security officers called in from across the country to maintain order in Bangkok during the rally arrived yesterday in the capital and began camping out in the car park of Dusit Zoo, which is immediately opposite Parliament House. Despite saying he was confident everything would remain under control, House Speaker Somsak Gyatsuranon said maximum security measures have been put in place at Parliament. More than 1,700 crowd control police from 8 lower northeastern provinces were sent from the Region 3 Provincial Police Training Center in Nakhon Ratchasima yesterday morning. The officers were being transported to the capital in a convoy of vans and were accompanied by 180 vehicles which can be used to detain suspects.